These ministers love plenty of money. Plenty of money. They wouldn't have made it in this. And I'm not saying things that cost. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying they really got to have that money. That money has got to come in.
You know, yeah. But wisdom comes from God. You know,
amen.
The Lord told me it was three things that out of three attributes, He made all attributes: love, holiness, and wisdom. And they all balance each other out. When you get geared up to love, you're so free-hearted. You need wisdom to guide that drive of love. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't, it'll do what happened with them. Mm-hmm. You end up with nothing.
Yep, that's true.
You give away everything.
That is true.
And some pastor and some people think the poorer you are, the closer you are to God.
No, they read that in the word. They read that into it in their thoughts, but that's not the way it is. If you go back to the beginning. If you stay with Genesis, you stay on track. He said, "Be fruitful, multiply."
Yeah.
We're commanded.
Yeah. To
grow.
Right.
In every way.
That's true. We
including
are.
Prosperity.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
very
prosperity
true.
Is a commandment.
It is a commandment.
Because He said, "Be fruitful, multiply,
that is true.
Replenish."
That's correct. That is correct.
And then subdue the earth
and rule
and have dominion over
it.
Have
dominion.
Yes.
Dominion. Domination.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because you're doing the will of God. And when that's put first, everybody that see you doing these things, they get a snapshot of God. They get a snapshot of God's will.
Repeat
which is
that
vision.
Again. I like that snapshot of God.
Yeah. When you're doing the works of the Holy Ghost, when you're fruitful, you multiply, you're a giver, you subdue your life. You don't let your life get out of control, and then you dominate in the earth. You know, let's say you start a business and you make it go the right way, and you protect it like a warrior. You don't let somebody come and run the business.
No, that's
I heard of a guy who was a truck driver. They had it was a thriving company. They hired one truck driver, and he run the whole company, and they went out of business. You know, you have to dominate what you do. It's that way in ministry. You set it up according to God's will, and you keep it there. It multiplies it. You supply with it. You subdue it. Don't let the enemy come and attack it. And you dominate it. Make it stay in control. And then prepare somebody to keep it going when you're gone. And that's the perfect will of God. And when people see your life and you're doing these things, they get a snapshot of how God is. At one of my friend's funerals, I had to speak. I didn't preach the funeral, but the Lord gave me this thought to share. That the first authority figures in a person's life shapes the way they see God. And that will last until they see greater light. So when we live the word,
that's real good.
We enable people to have greater vision so that they can make upgraded decisions. Because you got to make decisions, and you know, every time you receive more of God's knowledge, you're upgraded. You're able to make better decisions.
Amen. I like that. You know, I like what the writer of the Bible said. We are living epistles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Read of all men.
Yeah.
Not just the church. Sometimes we think just the church reading.
Mm-hmm.
But people out in the world are reading us too.
Yeah.
And we are living epistles. I told you, everybody in this book is dead and gone on.
But
we
still
are
speaking.
Living epistles.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Read of everything.
Yeah.
And we're set up to do these things.
Amen.
Our life is, they're reading the acts of God's word. They read when they see your life. The most important thing you can do for a person is love them. Let them, you know, live like you love them. Treat them like you love them. Respond to
them
like you love them. Because that opens the door for them to hear you out. Because if the Lord give you something to say to them, the word is always sown in peace. Mm-hmm. If you know, when you you have to solve strife and then minister in love. Because you can tell them what's right, but it's not received unless there's peace. And that's something that has to be established by the strongest person.
And faith cannot be activated without love.
Right.
That's right.
Faith won't work without love.
That's the truth.
And you know, we teach on confessions and you know, confessing the word, believe in your heart, believing down not in your heart, confess the word. It has to happen. But at the end of that, most people leave off the forgiveness factor. If there's anything wrong, you know, any kind of problem with a person, go get it straight, so that all of it will work. Because if there's any unforgiveness, anybody did you wrong, or if they think you did them wrong and they're strife about it and you find out about it, deal with it. Because that helps them to hear the important word of God.
Amen.
Now, we'll start at verse 37. It says, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? They saw that this was an obvious move of God, and they wanted in on it.
Amen.
They were willing to be corrected. They saw greater light.
Mm-hmm.
All the things that structured them in, before, the way they saw God was now changed by the light that they saw.
That's good.
When Peter said, this is that.
Yeah, that's right.
Verse 38, then Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, I went to a church. They felt like if you didn't have the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues, you were not a Christian. And that's error.
That is error.
Because only people who are Christians can receive the Holy Ghost.
That is correct.
Because Jesus said the world can't receive it. They had to get saved first.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but first they had to believe on Jesus Christ. Their sins had to be washed away by his blood. And they had to they had to trust God on those terms and not on their terms.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he said repent. Repenting, sometimes people, you know, most time we look at it, I always consider repenting as repenting from sins. It's mostly repenting. A sinner can't repent from his sins, because he's dominated by them. A sinner can't stop sinning no more than a dog can stop eating meat. But you repent from the old mindset. And when you get saved, then you have the power to quit sinning. So when people they have a problem with alcohol, drugs, sex, whatever they're doing, I say, get saved.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm doing, get saved. Then you can stop that. Get saved. Repent. Get saved. When you get saved, Jesus broke the sin nature. You got a brand new heart. You don't want to sin anymore. You still have to renew your mind and dominate your body. Get saved. Then you can do that. If you really want to do this, get saved. Believe on Jesus. I told my cousin, I said, when I was 18, I really wanted to get saved, but I wanted to quit cussing first. And I couldn't quit cussing. And he said, you're not in a position to promise God anything. Jesus died for you. His blood washed your sins away so you could do what you were supposed to do. And then I got saved. So, you know, proper understanding helps people out. It's like Glenn was saying, when you talk about Jesus, most people, they're thinking about performance. I can't perform for God. I can't do the things he requires. No, you can't. But if you get saved, you can.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be made righteous. You'll be made brand new. You'll be made open.
Come on. Come on. That's good.
And that's the first step of being fruitful.
That's so powerful.
We can't be fruitful without Jesus. We can do some good here and there. We'll hit and miss until we die.
He said you could do nothing without me.
No, you can't. And whatever, it'll be like Cain's fruits and vegetables. It'll be like the fig leaves. It's just tear apart and show your nakedness. But when you put on Christ, everything, that's the game changer. Everything's changed.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Verse 39, for the promise is unto you This could have been surprising to them. This could have been surprising to them, because they know how they thought, they saw that this is true. This promises to me a move of, that was only for the prophets, kings, and priests, the move of the Holy Spirit, like what I see on you, Peter. He said, "This for the promises unto you, to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call."
Jesus.
You know, this is the answer to Moses' desire. He said, "I wish they all prophesied." He told Joshua, "Don't be jealous for me. They prophesied. I wish they all prophesied." And yes. Now, that's what's supposed to happen. Even if you're not a prophet, we're supposed to be praying in the Holy Spirit. Signs and wonders are supposed to be following our life. Scott Webb said, if you take it, the average Christian that'll obey God, in the course of his life, it'll mirror the book of Acts. Now, how many people in here have been healed by the Lord? One, two, three, four, five, six, unanimous. Okay. How many have laid hands on somebody and they got healed? One, two, three. That's most of everybody. All right. How many almost got killed?
Almost got
killed. That's
almost unanimous. Lord is with us.
Like the old saints used to say, some danger seen and some unseen.
That's right. Right. Yeah. How many have seen a vision?
I've seen how we bear.
I mean, what now?
Seen a vision.
Amen.
Had a dream of God. All right. See, most of the things that happen, they're private and nobody talks about it. But it's happening. Whoever raised the dead? Anybody raised the dead? One. All right. So, still in the days of Acts.
Huh? I wanted to.
Yeah, and you probably will. And there's no telling what all we'll do in the course of our life.
You got to fear of man on that.
Yeah.
David Hogan and stuff, the very first time, man, he prayed for this little boy. Mm-hmm. Fear of man gripped him and he couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
He suffered from that for like 6 months. You know, beat himself up so bad for about 6 months after that. Mm-hmm. That little boy still dead.
Yeah.
Seen
people
snatched from the hands of the death, though.
Yeah, yeah.
He's back from the edge. But since then, he's raised
28
from the dead.
Yeah. See, we're still living in the days of Acts. Mm-hmm. And the Lord knows. In the course of your life, miracles happen just like this. And it can be as frequent as you want it to be, but mm-hmm. you have to follow the Holy Spirit. All right. So the promises unto you, your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
That's good.
And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized the same day. There were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And if they were counting the men, that would have been a lot more. Because they always counted the followers. All right. I'll wrap it up. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine
mm-hmm.
and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. So anytime people have a heart to flow with the Holy Spirit, to stick, to receive the revelation and use it, that's the only way to gain greater vision. Stick with what the Lord is saying. The just shall live by his faith, right? Mm-hmm. So when the Lord speaks, you mix faith with what he said and do it no matter what. All the revelation you receive, that's still the Holy Spirit speaking to you currently.
Mm-hmm.
Mix faith with it and use it in your life.
Amen.
And you're going to gain, you're going to have upgraded decision-making skills. You're mm-hmm. going to be able to make much better choices.
Yeah.
You can become wealthy. Sometimes the only reason people suffering with lack is because of the revelation they're not receiving. Everybody who get rich, that mm-hmm. the Lord made rich, they mm-hmm. always receive revelation from him first. Mm-hmm. You know, I heard about a guy, I think it was Bob Yanny, who talked about a man that his job was to clean up the church. And the Lord made him a millionaire, taught him how to buy and sell cars.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the wisdom of the Holy Spirit is with you, and it's up to you to use it. harness it. Mixed faith with it. The way you measure it is the way it'll be measured back to you. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing. In Jesus' mighty name, help us to help others. Help work through us, oh Lord. Help us to do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.